Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and today we're going to be coaching you up on challenging your perspective and kind of looking at the view from where you stand.
Gary, I was reading a brand new book, and I just love to read fiction books along with books that cause us to grow in our field of expertise. I just love lots of different kinds of books. But there was a quote at the very first part of the one book I was reading, and it was this: sometimes you can't see the trees through the forest, and other times you can't see the forest through the trees. Yeah. And I read that,
that's
and
good.
I thought, that's exactly where I'm living. So much of life has crowded in around me. I can't see up from down and down from up. And sometimes we're just too close to seeing things to see a grander perspective. And so today on the program, we're going to be talking about something. It's called The View From Where You Stand, and it's about changing your perspective so you can get a handle on the authentic and truthful situation.
Well, our perspective can be contagious. And Barb, this is a great story about an old church building. Just listen to this. Like many old buildings, it was hard to keep warm in the cold winter months. So some of the congregation wanted to put a wood-burning heater in the sanctuary. It was the most cost-effective way to heat the old building, they said. But some of the congregation refused. They said that a wood-burning furnace in the middle of the sanctuary would take up way too much room and it would overheat the space. Well, the congregation did what congregations do. They took a vote and the installation of the wood heater passed. So the first Sunday the heater was in place, the people who hadn't wanted the furnace there were hot and bothered, quite literally. So as the service went on, they were sweating. Why hadn't anyone listened to them when they told them that that thing would put off way too much heat? Now what are they going to do? They're going to have to sweat through every church service? And what if the congregation grew? They couldn't add any more seating because that huge wood furnace was taking up too much room. You can see the perspective developing here. Well, as soon as the service was over, this group of people marched right up to the furnace, flung open the door, and what did they find inside? Nothing. There was no wood burning. The furnace had not been used. You know, Barb, I love that story because it really puts so much focus on what we believe that can distort what is true.
Well, you've talked about this for years, Gary, as you counseled people as far as challenge the thought. I remember one person that came to see you once literally had that written on a t-shirt. Challenge that thought.
Yeah,
what do you challenge it with? You challenge it with truth, the truth of the word, the truth of the situation.
Yeah.
I think what happens for any of us is this, that sometimes we become engaged emotionally and we become engaged with fear, insecurity, maybe something the way that somebody disrespected you at some point. And so you become engaged with, it's the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind can play games on you. Yet it's when we understand the truth and we keep our perspective balanced and we stay engaged emotionally in a real balanced range, we can understand what is factual about the situation.
Well, Barb, we all have filters. And so in this little story about this church building, this part of the congregation, they had built what we call a basic underlying assumption. So they had assumed that, you know what, if they put that that heater in the middle of the congregation or in the middle of the sanctuary, it's going to take up too much space, it's going to be too hot. And so they had created this basic underlying belief system that that was true. And you know what, when we believe something that's true, even if it's not true, you don't have to only show them evidence to challenge that thought. But you know what? People need to take the responsibility to alter the filter and that basic belief system and replace it with something that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that gal that came in with a t-shirt that says challenge that thought. I mean, we laughed together. I didn't laugh first. She laughed and she said, you know what, Gary, you have told me this hundreds and hundreds of times. She wasn't exaggerating because she had so much stinking thinking that continued to spiral her life into despair and frustration and giving up and hopelessness. And I kept saying, challenge it, challenge it, challenge it, challenge it. And she's saying, well, you're not connected to my reality. And I said, well, your reality is not working for you, girl. So let's challenge the thought. And when she came in with a t-shirt, it was a great reminder that the perspective from where you stand is the perspective that has all of the bias loaded in it. And we begin to believe it. And even when it's not true, you know what? You don't only change the evidence, but you challenge the thinking, which ultimately changes the emotions and the behavior.
Gary, take us into the counseling room. A married couple is in there, And perhaps there's this underlying bias that they are struggling with in making a decision. Maybe just a sense of the normal comes up during the day, and one or the other becomes emotionally engaged because of maybe the way their parents did things.
Oh, absolutely. It is full of filters, Barb. And so it's like putting on different, you know, colored glasses, that there will be times where a spouse will say something that is not loaded with, you know, all sorts of accusation or emotion or criticism or complaining, but the other person hears it because both the speaker and the hearer are allowing filters to filter in what they have heard in the past or what they are accustomed to, rather than maybe what's being said. So what we got to do is we got to focus on the integrity of the communication. Now, sometimes people are loading it. You know, they're loading it with their body language. They're loading it, you know, with the way they're looking at one another or not looking at one another. They're loading it with terms, and they're saying, well, I didn't really mean that. Well, that's being passive aggressive. But if there's integrity in the communication with both the speaker and the hearer, and when you're a counselor, like I've done, you know, it's for thousands of hours, and watched the interaction, and I start to challenge it and help people get out of those ruts that they have worked themselves into, you know what, they start to rethink and then re-speak, and then begin to re-experience how to connect, changing the perspective from where they stand.
Men and women are listening. Gary, they're going, breakthrough. Give me some breakthrough that you have coached couples in our situation. Couples where you just, maybe a man just says something normal and feels like he has to walk through landmines because his mate is just going off, and it's triggering events that the husband can't even connect to because something is going on in the life of the mind of his spouse. Give us some breakthrough counseling.
Well, I think one of the breakthroughs, Barb, is that the person that's wearing the filter, and we all have them, we've got to be cautious how we approach them, because when they are hearing it and it's escalating, and their fear or their hurt or their disappointment or even their anger is beginning to escalate, that may not be the best time to point it out. We've got to give each other a lot of grace, unconditional love, put that relationship over that conflict issue at the time, and assure the other person that you're committed to one another, mm-hmm. that you are safe, that you're secure. But when they kind of throttle down or de-escalate, mm-hmm. it's a great time for the two of them to sit together and say, can we talk about this issue? Do you remember that conversation?
When they're more balanced.
When they're more balanced. That conversation we had earlier in the day. Can we unpack that a little bit? I love you. I'm committed to you. I'm not here to, you know, to harm you or to offend you with this, but can we take responsibility for it? Mm-hmm. And you know what, Barb? That's when the person who is looking through the filter has got to take some responsibility, mm-hmm. some personal responsibility. I think it's all about integrity. And when they have that integrity and they say, okay, I'm willing to look at that with integrity and honesty, boy, you can zoom in the strength of that relationship. But when they just buy off on the filter and they're in denial around those issues, you know what? It can really escalate the conflict within that relationship.
I think, too, that when we go through those fragile times in our marriages, and all of us do, pray a lot. Ask God to give you the strength to not say anything, just to give the strong reassurance. But pray for your mate and pray for the right timing and pray for prudency in what you want and need to say. And pray for tons of love, because where there is love, it covers a multitude of offenses.
Well, and perfect love casts out fear. You know, when that love is there, both in our relationship with Christ as well as with each other, it gives us security to take the risk to unpack these issues. You know what? Every one of us have these filters, but it really is the view from where you stand. You know, are you willing to just shift it a couple degrees? And sometimes when you shift it a couple degrees, you reframe the situation. You see it completely differently. And then what you've done is you've taken responsibility for that thinking and those actions and those emotions. And you know what? That can really boost the strength of the relationship. So if you're feeling bogged down in an area of your life, maybe it's time to change a little bit of your own perspective. Climb up to a different place on that mountain and look again, because a new perspective brings new changes and new circumstances. Find us on Facebook at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com for more.